Imagine walking into a company where the most brilliant minds are trapped in roles that stifle their potential, costing the organization millions while slowly crushing employee spirits. This scenario plays out daily across industries worldwide. When a frontline position sits vacant, it costs organizations an average of $57,000. For senior roles, this balloons to over $150,000. Yet despite investing billions in talent management, companies continue placing exceptional people in positions where they cannot thrive. The talent paradox exists because most organizations approach hiring and development backward. They create rigid job descriptions, then search for people to fill predetermined boxes rather than designing roles around human potential. This misalignment costs more than money. It erodes engagement, increases turnover, and prevents organizations from achieving their full potential. The solution requires rethinking how we define jobs, attract candidates, assess capabilities, understand motivation, develop people, and manage change. By viewing talent management as a relationship rather than a transaction, we can transform how organizations and individuals grow together. Job analysis dates back to Imperial China, where officials were tested on 6 skills, including music, archery, and writing, in 1115 BCE. The Industrial Revolution later introduced scientific management and psychological testing, evolving into frameworks like ONET. Modern work remains difficult to categorize. ONET's attempt to analyze 80 jobs yielded complete data for only 35, demonstrating why generic frameworks often miss organizational nuances that create competitive advantage. This explains why new hires typically need 6 to 8 months to become fully competent. Effective job descriptions contain 5 core elements: key activities, behavioral competencies, skills, experience, and motivation, each limited to 6 essential points. Common pitfalls include excessive requirements, vague terminology, team player, and outdated content. Ireland's economic downturn revealed how poorly defined roles created legal vulnerabilities during redundancies. Strong competency frameworks feature 8 to 12 core competencies with behavioral anchors defining proficiency levels. They require regular updates to maintain relevance and avoid becoming unfocused or obsolete. Finding talent isn't about discovering candidates, it's about filtering through overwhelming information. Companies receive an average of 144 applications per entry-level position and 89 for professional roles. Despite technology, internal candidates, employee referrals, and professional networks still drive 45% of successful hires. Trust varies significantly by source. 52% of potential employees trust friends and family, compared to 14% for company employees, 5% for company websites, and 2% for recruiters. Yet companies often prioritize website updates over personal networks. Modern employer branding requires transparent conversations through day-in-the-life content, employee stories, and authentic job descriptions. NPR exemplifies this shift, saving $100,000 by moving from traditional recruitment to social media platforms, making Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter top sources for hires. The employer value proposition, EVP, encompasses why someone would choose your company. While companies focus on tangible benefits, employees typically leave due to limited advancement, poor management relationships, and lack of recognition. Effective employer branding must be impactful, credible, aspirational, distinctive, and aligned with corporate values. Success in talent acquisition comes from knowing what to offer, creating compelling stories, and communicating effectively to target audiences. Selecting staff is more complex than property inspection. People actively manage their presentation. 1/3 of candidates engage in deception. 17% embellish experience, 10% misrepresent compensation, 6% provide fake references, and 3% fabricate educational credentials. Interviews, though widely used, have significant limitations. Structured interviews predict only 20% of job performance variance, while unstructured ones barely outperform chance. Common pitfalls include self-reporting bias, snap judgments within 15 seconds, fundamental attribution errors, and unconscious preference for similar backgrounds. Work simulations provide objective evaluation through standardized scenarios. Assessment centers combine multiple approaches, role-playing, presentations, in-tray exercises, group activities, and written tasks. Modern technology has advanced from basic multiple choice to virtual reality simulations and AI-powered interactions. Effective capability assessments must balance measuring current competence versus future potential. When properly designed and administered, their value outweighs limitations. Success depends on two key criteria: reliability across time and raters, and validity in measuring intended capabilities. Performance equals capability times motivation. While capability requirements are straightforward, motivation fluctuates throughout employment relationships. Research shows 52% of employees consider quitting due to lack of recognition, with 62% reporting insufficient managerial praise. Need theories offer fundamental insights into motivation. Maslow's hierarchy suggests lower-level needs must be met before higher ones, while Herzberg distinguishes between hygiene factors preventing dissatisfaction and motivators driving performance. Suppressed personality traits can trigger anxiety, while misaligned values can break psychological contracts and reduce engagement. Motivation determines the gap between typical and maximum performance. Engaged employees show 20 to 43% higher performance, are 87% less likely to leave voluntarily, and miss 43% fewer workdays. As employees age, priorities shift from career advancement and variety toward knowledge utilization and security. Person-environment fit examines alignment across job, group, supervisor, organization, and vocation levels. However, these insights often fail to influence organizational practices as employers focus on performance-linked motivators while overlooking individual needs driving workplace behavior. A healthy employment relationship thrives on reciprocity. Employees contribute skills while employers provide compensation, growth opportunities, and meaningful work. Organizations that invest in personal development see retention rates up to 40% higher than industry averages. The psychological contract consists of both transactional elements, economic rewards, formal duties, and relational components, trust, flexibility, career development, evolving through daily workplace interactions. Self-awareness drives personal development, guided by multi-source feedback. While Fortune 500 companies invest heavily in 360-degree feedback programs, their success depends on delivering task-based rather than personal feedback, as it proves more actionable. Development typically targets technical skills, new experiences, and behavioral changes. On-the-job learning delivers 3 times better performance improvement and 2.6 times greater engagement than formal training at a quarter of the cost. Leadership development particularly benefits from managing unfamiliar teams, leading change initiatives, and handling crisis situations. However, development programs often lose focus when assessment data meant for growth gets used for promotion decisions, or when programs prioritize immediate business needs over individual career advancement. These missteps can reduce program effectiveness by up to 60% and erode trust. What if we designed organizations around people's natural strengths instead of forcing square pegs into round holes? The most successful organizations understand that talent management is about creating environments where people can thrive. Companies like Google and Southwest Airlines design workplaces aligned with employee values. Zappos implements Holacracy, while Buffer embraces transparency in salaries and decisions, suggesting our talent challenges might be solved through better environments rather than just better talent. The person-environment fit framework examines the relationship between employee contributions and organizational support. Success requires ensuring employees can use their talents effectively, work in motivating environments, and connect with a shared purpose. The 5T ingredients are activities, behavioral competencies, enabling skills, experience, and motivation. The future of talent management lies in balancing individual characteristics with organizational design to build sustainable partnerships that drive performance and satisfaction.